Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Derek. Derek writes from Cranford, New Jersey. And Derek writes, I'm having trouble finding consistently reliable people for my local real estate team. What should I be looking for? Well, that's a great question, Derek. You know, no man is an island, and you're only as good in your real estate business as the team of people around you. And in fact, their competence is as important, if not more important, than your own individual competence as an investor yourself. I'm going to share with you something that I learned playing at recess on the playground as a kid. So when I was growing up, I always loved music, I always loved sports. So normally during recess, I played some kind of game. So I was playing football, kickball, soccer, basketball, etc. Normally we'd get together, someone have a ball, everyone would gather, and then two captains would pick teams. They'd alternate, pick teams until everyone who wanted to play was assigned to a team. And obviously, you know, the best and most valuable players or athletes were normally picked first. In our professional adult life, we also choose the teams that we want to play with or work with. Except, as an adult, normally, the team members we choose also have to choose us. So it's not enough just to find the best people, and everyone wants to work with the best. As Charlie Munger, who's the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, always says, everyone wants the best people or the best person that'll also have them. So in order to find the best teammates or team members, you need to know how good they are, but you also need to be a really good team member yourself in order to retain and attract the best team members over time. So thanks for your question, Derek. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.